The European Union has tentatively agreed on a $60 a barrel price cap on Russian oil. It's aimed at starving the Kremlin of its resources to weaken Russia's ability to continue the war in Ukraine while avoiding a surge in energy prices. The deal comes into effect along with an EU embargo on Russian crude oil, which prevents shipments by tanker to the bloc. Al Jazeera's Jonah Hall has more.
This isn't going to affect pretty much in any way EU countries' ability to buy Russian oil at any price, because from Monday, December the 5th, a ban comes into play on EU countries buying any Russian oil at all. Where it has global significance, though, is in limiting EU countries' ability to license and insure vessels, many of them registered in EU countries, carrying seaborne Russian oil, the so-called Urals oil, to big oil-consuming economies like India and China.
Well, the Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin is open to talks towards ending the war in Ukraine, but Putin says the West must accept his demands, and Russia won't be withdrawing its troops from the annexed regions of Ukraine. On Thursday, US President Joe Biden said he was willing to meet with Putin if he moved to end the conflict. South Africa's governing party has postponed a decision on the political future of embattled President Cyril Ramaphosa. The president was investigated after he failed to report the theft of a large sum of US dollars from his private game farm in 2020. The independent inquiry found he may have violated his oath of office. The president's office says he will address the report once he has finished studying it. A routine session in Senegal's parliament has descended into violence on Thursday when a male politician walked up to a female colleague and slapped her in the face. She retaliated by throwing a chair. A budget presentation was suspended as members traded punches and insults. Tension has been growing since the ruling party lost its majority in July. To the World Cup now, where Group H has come to a dramatic climax. South Korea booked their place in the knockout stage by coming from behind to beat Portugal 2-1. The result eliminated Uruguay and Ghana after Uruguay beat Ghana 2-0.